Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/geekpsychology. 6 things that you can do as an INFP to improve your life today, coming up. What's up, legend? Hey, crow. There's just a crow singing around. What's up, legend? It's Sherman here from Geek Psychology, where I help geeks, gamers, and creatives to play life better. Using personality type is my favorite way because it's like your class. You're playing a class in a game of life, and it's like the biggest, most leverageable thing that, like, if you were to understand your class, then you can interact with the world in a better way. And if you can interact with the world in a better way, then you can do the things that you want to do and live a better life and, you know, stop fighting the hard fights and start fighting the fights that are important, you know? Like, it's good to have a challenge, but it's also better to, like, have a challenge that is important and that is, like, going to expand who you are as a person and help you grow, and not just, like, a constant struggle against something that is immune to all of the things that you bring into life. You know, like, I'm not going to be a mathematician. That's just beyond me. Right? That is something that I don't want to do. That it's a challenge that doesn't serve me and it doesn't serve other people. Right? But maybe getting better at poetry or a craft or expressing my message and stuff like that is something that I can improve on. So you're going to have your own versions of that too. And so in order to live a better life, you're going to want to understand these 6 key things. And I'm going to actually give you little pointers for each of them as well, different activities that you can do in your life to start activating more of these. Okay. So I'm going to share these with you in 3 categories. Okay. It's embrace, ease off, and expand. Okay. Within embrace, you're going to want to embrace your dominant function, introverted feeling, which I call the resonating empath as a character. So embrace resonating, okay? And what that means is embrace, like, what is important to you. Embrace your values. Embrace those things that make you kind of sparkle and enjoy life. And if you don't know what those are, the activity is defining them. What is important to you? You know, write down the top 10 things and then circle the top 3. And then focus on the top 1 and add the other 2 when you can, right? Like, do what is extremely important to you and then live by them, right? Like, make that a part of your life. Make you exude your values. If your value is growth, then embrace that daily. Like, wake up and ask yourself, how am I going to focus more on growth today and shape your life around that? If you're struggling with that, go to inowfeelpositive.com and sign up for the newsletter, or go to infp.geekpsychology.com and buy the INFP masterclass, because it's focused on these kind of lessons. Also, you're going to want to embrace innovating, your auxiliary function, the extroverted intuitive function. Just get outside your comfort zone. Like, push yourself to do those things that are extremely awkward, that put you in contexts that are just like you don't know what to do, and enjoy, like, being spontaneous. Enjoy saying, I don't know what's going to happen, so let's just do this thing. Let's see what happens. Like, that is so exciting. That's so much fun. And yet we stop ourselves a lot of times as INFPs because we're afraid of doing that stuff, right? Because we don't know what's going to happen. And we also don't know how that's going to, like, mold and shape and chisel our identity. And yet that is what actually kind of crafts you and helps you calibrate on who you are, is by putting yourself in those strange contexts and just saying, well, I was able to do this. And when you put yourself in those strange contexts and you're like, I was able to do this, then you start to really understand who you are and what's important to you, and those things that maybe you thought were important, but they're really not because you didn't even think about it in the moment. Okay, next up, you're going to want to ease off these next two. Okay, so ease off your tertiary and inferior function, ease off introverted sensing, which I call stabilizing, and ease off extroverted thinking, which I call strategize. So ease off stabilizing. What I mean by that is we seek this like physical comfort, right? And nostalgia. And that's good when it's good, but you don't want to just focus on that as your life. Like maybe it's cool to be a hobbit, but like getting out there and changing the world to me, I think is a lot better, you know? And I wasn't always like that, definitely. But it's something that has really given me a lot more fuel and zest and energy and stuff for life. Just know that like the comfort zone's going to be there. My home's going to be there. I can find a home in some way. But getting out and innovating and exploring is where all the growth really comes in. And if you are going to focus on stabilizing and you're going to ease off of it as a crutch, you're going to want to create intentional habits. Okay? Really focus on the things that you want in life and what is the smallest thing that you can do that's going to have the biggest impact. Right? If it's your health, maybe it's drinking more water. How can you drink more water? Or reducing certain foods or exercise, whatever it is. And by focusing on building habits that are going to lead you to your goal, well, you're going to reach your goal a lot easier because it's just kind of a part of who you are. This is just something that you do. You wake up and you do this thing, you exercise. And also creating intentional time for rejuvenation. This stabilizing aspect of yourself is there for rejuvenation and relief, stress relief. And so using that intentionally, saying like, I know, like I've been kind of stressed out recently, so I'm just going to go like listen to some music that I used to listen to when I was like 13, right? Or watch a movie that I've seen like 5 times. And when you do that, you're not like giving into stabilizing as a part of your life, but you're using it intentionally to craft a better life and improve your life as an INFP. And so next, you're going to want to ease off like the mental grip that you have around strategizing, around extroverted thinking, right? Like, because for us, we have this back and forth with it. Like, we know we need to have structure in our lives. And we constantly get this message that, like, we need to work the 9-to-5. We need to do this stuff that everybody wants us to do in society. And we don't want to do that. And we start, like, piling up all this baggage on it. And, like, piling up the baggage around money, just reaching the top of the social or the corporate ladder and stuff like that. And kind of easing off on that as being a negative thing, I think is important. And one way of doing that is to intentionally create a little bit of rapport with that aspect of yourself. Again, intentional strategizing. Have a brief, just a little schedule. Like these are the 3 things that I want to get done this week. Clean your house, clean your office, clean your room. It reduces the pressure on the extroverted thinking as needing to be this amazing, life-changing, aspirational thing. And just like, hey, I'm just going to like move stuff around on my desk and clean it up a little bit. And then you do that and you're giving that strategizing a little bit of time and a little bit of love and a little bit of care. And through doing that, it's like, okay, all right, we're friends now. I'm going to go over there. And the strategizing commander just can walk away for a little bit. Does that make sense? Basically, I want you to create just enough structure and enough schedule and stuff like that. Check a couple things off a box every day with the intent of, you know, pushing you towards more of what really resonates with you, right? Find the things that's extremely important, brainstorm how to get them, create habits around them, and then start, you know, implementing them. Start doing a couple little tasks that are just going to get you closer to that instead of saying, I need to make this whole massive thing happen now and figure out how this whole system works of all these different interconnected pieces. Just take a couple actions, right? Ease off the pressure that you're putting on yourself. And the last two, you're going to want to expand. And this goes beyond just the first 4 functions, but we're going to talk about 5 and 6 just a little bit. Your 5th function as an INFP is extroverted feeling. I call it unifying. So this is that envoy-like character that's bringing people together and stuff like that. A lot of peopling. And that can be hard. But these are overlooked aspects of INFPs that we can actually be really good at. And me embracing that desire to like bring the world together and help other people on a AOE area of effect, bigger, larger scale, has really helped myself out a lot. And I think it's helped a lot of people like you as well. So kind of touch into unifying a bit more. In order to do that, you're going to want to intentionally support people. Like, hey, what does this person need right now? Even asking them, what do they need from you? What's something that they're struggling with? And go find a way of doing it, of easing their life. That is going to make you feel better. Host a party, host an event or something like that. I know it might be stressful, but I've always, you know, when I do it in the moment, I like it. You're preparing for it. It's a little bit difficult, but like choosing the music and creating the vibe that I want and kind of specifically tailoring it to certain people and things like that, I think is really fun and really helpful and helps them enjoy their situation too. Another thing that you can do is play connect the dots. And that's saying like this person and this person need to connect, right? Because they have, this one has this interest, this one has this interest. They would be good for each other. They would, you know, maybe have something nice to talk about or something like that. So within your mind, you have all these connections of people and you have all these different possibilities, right, in idea space. And you can just play with them and say, you want to meet this person? You want to meet that person? You know, you guys share this in common. Why don't you go, you know, talk about dogs or whatever, cats? I don't know. Is that all that people talk about, dogs and cats? So it could be. Another thing that you want to do is expand this overlooked aspect of yourself, which is your introverted intuition, your sixth function. I call visioning. So get more in contact with your unconscious mind. Be able to sit with your ideas, funnel them, focus them on specific things instead of that like shotgun blast that goes everywhere that extroverted intuition does when it's innovating and exploring and putting these people and things and ideas together. You're going to want to focus. Bring your mind in on one thing in a positive way, because a lot of times we get these negative premonitions on what's going to happen. You know, keep refining it, keep tweaking it until you start to trust your intuition, until you start to trust your unconscious mind as guiding you and supporting you, because it is extremely powerful. One way you can do that is to study self-hypnosis or get into meditation. Do things like the tarot cards and stuff like that, right? Like just finding ways of connecting to symbols, using that as a way to slow down and stop expanding to all the possibilities and just say, this is where I'm visioning that things are going, and trust that as like an anchor point. And so intentionally finding ways of pinpointing your vision, your ideas, right? It's an image, it's a vision of where things are going in your life, where you want them to go 3 years, 10 years from now. Envision your life. What is that life like? Really like paint it. Make it very clear. What are you seeing? What colors are there? Where are you? Who are you with? What are you doing? What are you smelling? What are you hearing? You know, get fully focused on it. And then anchor that and remind yourself of that vision. Do it through hypnosis. Do it through meditation. Do it through constant reminders, posting it on your wall and things like that. And really set an intentional vision and trust your reticular activating system to pick up the signs and the directions that you need to go in order to get there. Your reticular activating system is like, you know, when you buy a new car, a red Mercedes or something like that, right? You start to see it everywhere, right? That's your reticular activating system saying, oh, this is important to you. I'm going to keep reminding you that it's here. If you're constantly thinking of bad things, your reticular activating system is saying, hey, you don't like your life. These are the reasons why. It's like a Google search. It's like, do I have whatever sickness, right? You're going to find like all the reasons why you have it, right? So intentionally crafting your questions to say like, how can I get this in my life? How can I live in Jamaica, if that's what you want to do, right? Instead of, why can't I ever live in Jamaica, you know? And intentionally crafting those questions is going to really, really help you guide your life and bring in more of your strengths of introversion and intuition, trusting your unconscious mind. So one more time, just going to summarize all these. Embrace resonating with you, making decisions that resonate with you. Embrace innovating and exploring, getting out of your comfort zone. Ease off of the desire to stabilize everything, right? Intentionally seek more exploration. Ease off of the big goal strategizing and just pick the leverageable things that are going to be actionable and take you towards where you want to go. Also, expand yourself by unifying people, by reaching out to people, by working on your peopling skills, by being more communicative with your ideas and your feelings and your emotions, sharing those things, and also having a vision and constantly reminding yourself of that vision. Those are all things that are going to really drastically improve your life as an INFP. And if you really want to improve your life, go to infp.geekpsychology.com and buy the masterclass. And really, you're going to learn more skills around this type of stuff. How do you define your value? How do you embrace creativity and in your intuition? How do you create habits that are important for you? How do you eliminate past trauma's effect on you in emotional senses? And how do you create, you know, the strategy to get goals done, even for INFPs who naturally struggle with that stuff? All right. And also share this video with somebody that you think it could help, because if it helped you, it'll help somebody else. And that's how I can unify more of the world and have people, you know, play into their strengths. All right. Keep up the lifelong questing. Good luck. Have fun. Peace. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review it wherever you downloaded it from. If you have any questions or comments, head over to youtube.com/geekpsychology or geekpsychology.com. I look forward to spending some time with you again in your ears or your eyes or your head. I appreciate you and your time. Thank you. And until we meet again in the next episode. Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.